Hey, Philip Dewberry from Addison Baptist Church, and happy Mother's Day. Sometimes my mom watches some of these, so happy Mother's Day, Mom, if you're watching. Hopefully you have a chance today to say happy Mother's Day to your mother. Maybe you got some special things planned today, hopefully. Make a card, do something, and try to make it special for your mom. All right, so this is probably going to be the last lesson in this series. Next week, we're trying to actually come to church in a limited fashion and just having a 10:30 service. We will have something for children as well, so feel free to come. We'll try to be as careful as we can, and we'll have a few extra procedures, but you can come on to church next week. All right, so today, one more lesson about somebody who had to wait, and I'll write this up here. Is Hannah. All right, so Hannah had to wait. We'll find out what she had to wait for. Maybe you're familiar with this. It is a Mother's Day story, so maybe that tells you a little bit something about it. All right, so this is from 1 Samuel. Starts off with telling us about this guy named Elkanah. Let's see, we'll draw him up here. So, here he is. Let's draw him a little bit bigger. He's got a little beard. All right, that's Elkanah, and he actually had two wives. So one of them was named Peninnah, and so we'll put her over here. She had children, so she has several different children here. And then on the other side, we have Hannah. Hannah's sad because she doesn't have any children. And this one says mean things to mean things, so she sort of makes fun of her. All right. So let me read a little bit about this. So, it says, now this man used to go up year by year from his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. So they're going to the tabernacle, which is in Shiloh. On the day when Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. She wasn't able to have children. And her rival used to provoke her grievously and to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on year by year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons? All right, so this mean lady here would not only, I guess she kind of resented this other lady being here, which would be somewhat understandable, but she was real mean about it and would make fun of Hannah for not having any children. That was the one thing that really she was so upset about, and that's the thing that every year when they went to the tabernacle, there'd be maybe another child from Peninnah, and maybe there'd be even more. And but Hannah never had any, and it was just sadder and sadder, and this lady just kept making fun of her. And Elkanah does what he can to try to make her feel better about it, but it doesn't really help too much. So at this point, she's kind of come to the end of herself here. All right, so this takes us to verse 9. After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now, Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow, means a promise, and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on my affliction, your servant, and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. All right, so she makes a promise to God. She says, Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. I'll let him minister here in the tabernacle. You can do whatever you want with him, but help me do this one thing for me. I don't know if you've ever made any promises to the Lord before. Sometimes people, like if they're in a battle or something, they'll say, oh, Lord, if you'll get me out of this battle, I'll serve you. I'll do something for you. Or like maybe if you're going to have a big test, you might have said, oh, Lord, if you help me pass this test, I'll go to church. I will. Or maybe, you know, somebody's sick or something, they say, oh, Lord, please heal this person. If you do, I'll do such and such, whatever. And that's fine. If you do make a promise to God, you probably ought to keep it. So just bear that in mind. But that's what she's doing here, and she's made this promise. All right, here's how it worked out. Verse 12. As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, how long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered, no, my lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation. Then Eli answered, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him. And she said, let your servant find favor in your eyes. Then the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. All right, so she went to the tabernacle, and here she is crying and praying, and here's the tabernacle, and here's a little bench, and here's Eli sitting there. I got to put too much detail on there. So he sees this woman come, and she's crying, and she sees her mouth move, but she's not saying anything. So he thinks, oh, this is some kind of crazy lady or something, or maybe she's drunk something. But she talks to her, and the lady said, no, I'm pouring out my heart before God. I just really care. So we see several things about what Hannah's doing here. First of all, how is she praying to God? First off, she's praying earnestly. That means she's praying like it's something serious. Now, maybe if you're like me, sometimes you pray things and, well, you're really not really thinking about it too much. Oh, Lord, help me have a good day today. Oh, Lord, do this or that. Oh, thank you for this food, Lord. And you're not really thinking about it too hard. It's just kind of rolling off your tongue, and then you're on with your day. But that's not how this prayer was. This prayer was a serious business prayer. And so she was really concerned. She was really thinking about what she was saying. She was really feeling it. She was really asking for something serious and spending some time with that. That's a good model for us. So if you're going to pray about something, maybe try to be earnest about it. Treat it as something serious, because praying is talking to God. That is serious. Second, she prayed with faith. She's praying believing that God can do something for her. She believes that God can really do this. She doesn't know if God's going to do it or not, but she hopes that he will, and she believes that he can do it for her. And so she believes that. And it's not like she's saying, well, give me this son, and then, I'll be happy for the rest of my life or whatever. She knows that, you know, it's not necessarily going to be the answer to all her problems, but, you know, she does still want this. This is on her heart, and but she believes that God can do it. And then finally, she prays with an understanding of what God is like and what his kingdom is like. In the next chapter, well, I'm not going to read this because we're almost out of time here, but if you read 1 Samuel chapter 2, we get Hannah's prayer that she prays later after her child comes, which, by the way, God answers her prayer. And he turns her crying into joy. Here is little baby. Little burrito baby. That's the end of the story. Eli the priest says, go your way. God's going to give you what you ask for. And sure enough, that's what happened. And this little baby, and they named his baby Samuel. Later on, Samuel grows up and comes and lives at the tabernacle with Eli. Eli teaches him all things about it. And he becomes a great prophet and does many good things for Israel. But in chapter 2, we find this prayer that Hannah prayed. And she's talking about all these things that God does and how he acts and how his kingdom is. And so some of the things, I'm not going to read it all, but I'm just going to go through some of them. She's talking about how the mighty and powerful people will be put down, but the weak and poor people will be brought up. And the ones that don't have strength will be given strength. The ones who have plenty to eat will go hungry. The ones who are hungry will get plenty to eat. The ones who have who can't have any children will have 7 children. The ones who have lots of children will find themselves alone, and on and it goes. So God is all about these great reversals. So we often feel like, you know, we're in a tough place in life, and maybe we're in one of those places right now. Maybe you are. But in the kingdom of God, God's remembering you. God's going to remember you. And in the kingdom of God, the hungry will be fed, and the sick will be healed, and the powerless will be given power and glory. And so anything that you can think of that, like, well, you know, I just don't matter, I just don't count for anything, what's happening to me, nobody really seems to care about it, God cares about it. And one day, all of this will be turned upside down and will be put to right. And so if you're in one of these groups that, you know, things are not working out for you, one day things are going to work out. You know, maybe not everything is going to go perfectly in this life, but one day a kingdom is coming, God's kingdom is coming, and it will be perfect. And you will have the things that you need in abundance. So that's my lesson on Hannah and waiting for this baby to come. You can think about that. Your mom was waiting for you for quite a good while, I can imagine. And so thinking about that today, think about how long your mom waited for you and was hoping that you would come and was so excited that you did come. And you know, be sure to thank her for doing all that waiting and caring for you that she does. And try to take care of your mom today. All right, so we'll leave it there, and hopefully we'll see you at church next week, and I'll catch you online Wednesday. All right, we'll talk to you later. God bless you.